Javed Jabbar, Pakistan's former information minister, in an interview said the dialogues between India and Pakistan is the most preferred way to conduct relations.
Dialogue is the most preferred way to conduct relations. So even if the past shows us lack of success, it does not mean that we should surrender faith in dialogue. We must continue our commitment to dialogue, irrespective of whether dialogue has succeeded in the past or not succeeded, because the alternatives to dialogue are far less desirable and not possible to contemplate for any peace-loving country. If you talk in terms of capacity, pure capacity, yes, India has the capacity to thrust war on Pakistan. In many ways, it has been doing it, not only in the instances of 1971 or when it attacked Pakistan across the international frontier in 1965 in retaliation for what it said were incursions across the ceasefire line. At that time it was called the ceasefire line, in 1965. So it has the capacity once again to thrust war on Pakistan. But as to whether before you exercise the capacity, you have to arrive at a decision that I have the capacity to do this, will I do it? I believe that that debate still continues within India, and that that debate has not yet been completed. In some minds, that debate may have been completed, and they may well have decided, yes, on day X, a day that we do not know about, we will unleash or thrust war on Pakistan. I don't think the stage has been reached where immediately you go to the stage of nuclear weapons. If, God forbid, ever a nuclear conflict takes place, then there can be nothing else but disaster, not just for the region, but in many respects for the whole of humanity. Because the impact may be physically confined to South Asia, but the psychological and the social and the military and the policy impact on various aspects will be global.